¿Qué ánimo?
Chip, Kerry Williams was on the sidelines for most of the practice and Aurelius Ben. Do you have?
Yeah, Derek will get you the updates afterwards. I didn't have a chance to talk to our trainers, so he'll get you those when they get a chance to go inside and see what's going on with those guys.
Chip, how much did the intensity pick up having the full team here?
Well, obviously. I mean, we were very, very slow when we had the rookies in here. I think we had 29, you know, at some positions. Didn't have any running backs, so, you know, obviously it was a lot different tempo. Our tempo for the 2 days before today was just all teach tempo. There was no real group work, so, you know, we got 11 on 11, 7 on 7. We did one-on-ones today. We got, you know, a lot of real good work, so I'd say it really ticked up. So.
Now that you're able to kind of have the defense play, man, press they want up on the run, what drills is that like? One-on-ones, and then, I mean,
yeah, everything. We couldn't, you know, the entire spring you're not allowed to press. You're not allowed to do one-on-one pass rush or anything from a one-on-one standpoint. Either had to be 7-on-7 or 11-on-11. So I guess more is better than less. I would think there'd be more pile-ups in 11-on-11 than one-on-one. But so this is the first time we want to make sure we started off on the first day with one-on-ones because we haven't pressed since we've been here as a staff, and our receivers need to see it as much as our DBs need to do it. So we got some good work in today, and we'll continue to do it every day when we're out here, whether we're in full pads or not in full pads. It's a drill you can do without being in full pads. So.
How did it feel for you to be first-year head coach, first full day of camp, going out there? Is this probably something you looked at your whole life to be able to come out here and do it in the NFL?
I really didn't. It's no different than the spring. You know, the only good thing is the rules don't restrict you in terms of what you can do. You know, we spent more time in the spring saying, hey, we can't do that, back off, don't press, you know, because you're going to get in trouble and they're going to cancel practices on you. So, you know, that part was good that there weren't really any restrictions from a time standpoint, but the rest of that didn't really think that way. So,
you got Zach Ertz out there and some opportunities, even on the first team. You know, he missed most of the spring camps. Did he need to first come in here and kind of demonstrate he knows the playbook? Did you know that he knew everything?
Nah, it doesn't matter. You're going to go. So your time's up. You're going to go. If it happens to be with the ones, it happens to be with the ones. I've said it since the day I walked in here. We're going to play as many guys as we can. They're all going to get reps, and we're going to evaluate you. So, you know, we're not picking and choosing and saying, oh, it's the ones in. We can't put Zach in there. You know, if he's going to play for us, he's going to have to play with the ones. So, you know, he's a smart kid. He did a real good job. You know, we'll see when we look at tape, did he make any mistakes? But, you know, he's been good in meetings, and he's been good, you know, in the 2 days we had rookies. He obviously was really behind just because of the rule. But, you know, the one thing you knew with him and both Jordan, both really, really sharp guys, and they worked at it. So you can tell they had their head in the playbooks when they were away. You know, and now it's good that we get a chance to actually work with them. But
right, you're not doing any compensative. You don't get them extra reps to make up for what they missed. They
just, no. Same exact thing. So.
Were you content with the way everyone came into shape?
Yeah, we had a great. The guys did a great job in a conditioning test. Two guys that didn't pass, two young guys that didn't pass, did pass yesterday. So, you know, everybody was full go. So, really happy with how they ran yesterday. It was impressive. So it proved to me that these guys are pretty serious and they did their work over the summertime. Because you know, it's a real simple deal for us. If you didn't pass your test, and it didn't matter who you were, whether you were a rookie or you had been here for 10 years, if you didn't pass the test, you weren't going to practice. So everybody's practicing. Everybody passed it. So the young guys probably had a little bit of a wake up call, but they did a good job yesterday with it. So, you know, for the group to come in like that, I was impressed with their conditioning at this point in time.
Chip, in the read option, when the quarterback runs and he has a gap and he runs, ideally, should he just take what the defense gives him, or do you want him to make as much as he can as if he's a running back?
We tell our quarterbacks, you know, touchdown, first down, get down, depending on really what the thing is. I don't want them taking hits. I don't want them running people over, but, you know, I also don't want them to hook slide when there's 7-8 more yards they can gain. So it's just trying to get a feel for how far they can go if they're going to do it. So, but that's always been the mantra as I've taught this thing: touchdown, first down, get down. So,
is Kenny Bills practicing without restrictions to that game?
Yeah, he ran the conditioning test yesterday. He's full go. He's going. So,
going back to Jeff's question, how do you balance that with someone like Michael, who has ultra athleticism and for all these years been able to get away from defenders? How do you balance that with him?
You balance it with everybody. I didn't say don't get away from defenders. I said touchdown, first down, get down. You know, if you got open grass and there's nobody in front of you, hopefully you run all the way. You know, the first one's touchdown. So if you can go 60 yards and run it in, then God bless you. You know, so we're not telling them to hook slide. I'm just telling them when contact is imminent, our guys are not, you know, 250-pound bowling balls that are going to run you over. You know, they got to understand that the best ability is durability. They got to get up and play the next snap. So.
How do you think the quarterbacks, Nick Foles and Michael Vick, were split the first team reps? How do you think they came into this challenge of quarterback competition?
The way I hope they would. They understand it's a competition and that the best guy's going to win it. And all through their careers, they've had to compete, you know, and it's You know, I think there's a little bit even more satisfaction when you actually go out and win something when something's handed to you. So the great thing about them, that one of the best qualities about those guys is they're unbelievable competitors. And it's a healthy competition. They're both pulling for each other. They know at any moment if one guy's named the starter, the other guy better be ready to go. You know, he's a chin strap away from going in. So they still have to both prepare, and all of them have to prepare like they're going to be the starter, because you really don't know how it's going to shake itself out. But I think it's a real healthy competition, and I think those guys have really embraced it, and that's what makes those guys special. So it's a fun thing to watch, to be honest with you.
What have you seen today so far? I know it's early. We're not hitting anything like
it's
that.
It's early? What day is this?
Day
oh, okay. But, I mean, I just want to see those guys go out there and compete, watch a film, and what decisions are they making, where are they putting the ball, are they accurate with what they're doing it, did they make the right decision, did, you know, sometimes them not throwing the ball is the right decision, because everybody was covered. You know, we're not turning the ball over, we're protecting it, and we're giving ourselves the opportunity to take another snap. So, you know, those are, it's not a one sentence, it's not a one paragraph, it's more than that. So, there's a lot that goes into it, and we're going to make sure we take our time in the evaluation. But until we put full pads on and those guys are live, we're not going to find that out, so. You know, we're not going to make any decisions that are going to be based on practice in the NovaCare. We need to get into the link and have people tee off on them and try to come after them, because there's a lot of quarterbacks that can stand back there and look pretty when they're wearing a red jersey. But when you take the red jersey off and it's live and full go, they become different guys. So, you know, we're going to have to see those guys in the heat of battles.
So it seems like you gave Matt Barkley and his unit that he worked with more reps than during the minicamp. Is that...
We went 1, 2, 3s just like we went through the minicamp. 1s, 2s, 3s. I don't know the count, but it just goes 4 with the 1s, 4 with the 2s, 4 with the 3s. We get into some of the competition things, second and long, things like that. You stay on the field depending on if your offense executed and you get a chance. But when we're in just early, we always just go 4 sets of 4. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, depending on how much time's on the clock. So.
In terms of Sunday practice, how's the structure going to be different?
Just like this.
With one field, I'm saying, it's just like
this. We just got to tighten it up. But it's the same exact practice schedule, so it'll be the same exact thing. Individuals, we'll do some 3-on-2, we'll do 1-on-1s. You know, we just got to be conscious of that we can't spread out, you know, so we got to do some cooperation. I think some of our drills need to tighten up a little bit. You know, obviously the DBs can't do 60-yard range drills at the same time the receivers are throwing deep balls, so we got to cooperate a little bit more in individual, but all the team stuff will be the same. And the structure of the practice, it's the same exact schedule that we had today, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't equate the two. You know, I don't think one became the other. I think there's a versatility in the 3-4 defense that, you know, you like. But again, I think when Billy said it, is we're going from a wide 9 to a 3-4. When do we get to a 3-4? I don't know. You know, we may have to stop it being a one gap under and over defense, depending on still making an evaluation of what our guys can do. You know, we haven't been drafting for this, you know, and you know, converting some of those defensive ends to see what they can do. But if our job is to do a great job of figuring out what they do best and then playing to those strengths. So where we land on that realm, you know, I can't exactly tell you until we get a chance to see those guys. But I don't think it's because of the 3-4, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 3-4 would be like the one end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's the fight. Yeah. It really goes from the wide 9 to a 2-gap 3-4, and you know where we end, I don't really know. You know, we're moving in that direction, but where we go really depends on us making a real thorough evaluation of how those guys are at the outside linebacker are playing. I think we feel better about what we have in the D line. I think we did a good job in, you know, getting guys like Soap in here and getting guys like Benny in here. You know, we feel like we're a little bit stouter inside than we first start when I first got in here in January. But again, trying to find those outside linebackers that, you know, is kind of the key. And I think Trent did a nice job today. You know, it's a transition for Trent. It's a transition for Brandon. You know, it's a transition for Phillip. But how much they transition. You know, we still got to play with the roster that we have. So how far it goes, I don't know. That's really the big question for all of us as we continue to go through this evaluation period.
So. Just to be patient with the three guys you mentioned. You know, they're doing coverage stuff they haven't done in years. Maybe.
Yeah, we're conscious of that, you know, and we understand. You know, I don't think it's, you know, something that they're going to pick up like that, because if they've never been asked to do it. Brandon dropped a little bit in college. Trent dropped a little bit, I think, when Sean McDermott was here, because they were doing a lot of zone stuff and dropping the end into coverage. But, you know, that's a long time ago. So it's like anything. I think with everybody, no matter who it is, offensively, defensively, it's a whole new offensive system. It's a whole new defensive system. It's a whole new special team. So we're aware of that. You know, and I think if you're a good teacher, you know, you don't get frustrated early. If people could pick it up like that, then everybody would do it. And it's not. It's a hard transition. But we believe it's the best thing for us. I think, you know, it gives us a lot more versatility, and I think it causes a lot of problems defensively, you know, because you don't know exactly where that fourth rusher is coming from. But will we be able to get to the total package? You know, that's a real question that hasn't been answered yet, and it won't be answered until we get going. But the good thing for us is, you know, we feel like we got time. You know, you have four preseason games, and, you know, you're more than a month away from your first regular season game. So
a guy like Kerry Lawrence, who was 2 weeks of OTAs and everything, were you kind of impressed that he came in like 2 days early?
Yeah, that's a big misconception. He stopped by our office to say hi to us 2 days before, but he didn't report early. They're not allowed to report early. He didn't practice with us early. He was just in town and stopped by to say hello and, you know, said we just – a lot of guys did it. You know, Kelsey was here all summer. He's in our office all the time, Connor Barwin and all that. But I think, you know, I read a story where they said he reported early. He didn't report early because they can't come in early. So his first day with us was yesterday in conditioning. But, you know, I'm confident in Kerry. I think he's one of the guys in the secondary that we have that's an experienced player. You know, he played on a Super Bowl team last year and is a heck of a player in this league. So,
rough deal for him not to be able – I mean, the first day here out here and he really can't even get to do the whole practice and –
Yeah, again, I don't know the final of that, so I think, you know, we'll find out. Derek will find that out when we go inside. So, yeah, we'll see. It's a long time, though. I mean, we still not play until September 9th. So.
In Jason Peters' case, what information do you have in terms of how a player that age, that size, comes back in that type of injury?
What? You lost me there.
What have you heard about that type of injury for a player like him to return
on? I don't think there is a player like him in the world, to be honest with you. Someone that big, that fast, that athletic, I think, you know, I catch myself in practice just going, wow, you know, he's 350 pounds and he runs like he's a tight end. So, I mean, I think he's an exception to every rule. So I don't think studying guys that have had Achilles injuries and try to say, hey, that guy would be like Jason. But I know he didn't have any ill effects when he was here during the spring and he hasn't shown anything. He's not getting any extra treatment or anything like that. So, you know, so he's been cleared 100%. But
so that same athleticism you saw on film too.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know, we kind of, as a staff, look at each other all the time when he does something. You just kind of look, wow. He's a pretty amazing athlete, you know, for a guy that size. So,
Chip, you talked about first down, touchdown, first down, slide down.
Get down.
Slide.
I didn't say hook slide. I just said get down.
Throughout his career, Michael Vick has never seemed to be able to go into a clean first slide and it seemed to have caused. Is that something that could be developed at this point in his career?
We'll see. You know, I can't – I'm not going to predict the future, but, I mean, I know what – I know having our quarterback being able to play every snap is a pretty valuable tool for us. So, you know, it's something I think you got to work on. You know, it's not something you can just say do this. It's like anything else. You can't tell a guy to take a five-step drop and then just expect him to do it the first time. I think it's something you got to practice. So.
Nick's willingness to do something that he – I think you say he did a little bit in high school. His willingness to do the reaction and –
His willingness to practice or –
Well,
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I call 20 read options with Nick Foles in the game, you should fire me. So, you know, I think we're talking about practice right now. So, you know, I think we've got to figure out who our quarterback is before we understand the direction of where our offense is going. But we still have to practice plays. So, you know, just like one guy may throw the deep ball to the left better than the other guy throws the deep ball to the left. So when the other guy's in, don't call the deep ball to the left. You know, part of what our evaluation is evaluating what do they do well. And if player X ends up being your quarterback, well, then our offense is big enough. And now what part of the menu are we ordering from? You know, we're not ordering from the whole menu if that's something he doesn't do well, you know.
You haven't figured out what they do well yet, Chip?
Not really, to be honest with you, Sal. I mean, we've been out here in shorts and T-shirts. We haven't had pads on. We haven't done much. They don't get hit, you know. Tell me who's going to stand in the pocket against a full rush. I haven't seen him do that.
Chip, Deshaun Jackson had a couple impressive. Deshaun Jackson had a couple impressive catches. What amazed you the most about him when you get to see him out there on the field?
One thing about Deshaun that I'm really impressed with is just how he came back in shape. You know, he did a great job yesterday in the conditioning test. It proves to me that, you know, he spent a lot of time this summer really investing in himself, and that's what we talked about before he left. Is that, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him. And he can be a real special player in this league, but he's got to make that decision that he wants to be. And I think what he did, you know, just watching where he is right now and kind of his pace and tempo as he's running around practice now, he's what we want. You know, we tell it to our players all the time. We want guys to be like Super Bowls, not tomatoes. You know what I mean? A Super Bowl bounces all the time, and that's what he is. He's the ultimate Super Bowl. He bounces all around the field, and you watch the looks he did just making our punt team better by fielding kicks back there and making them learn how to cover it. So real impressed with just how he's approached it and how he came back to camp, and excited to continue to work with him. So,
okay.
Just trying to teach them to catch the ball with their body, not their hands all the time, because sometimes you don't get your feet in proper position if you're always just reaching to grab your hand. So, give them a couple of times. It's just like using a weighted bat in baseball, kind of get a feel for how you're doing it the right way, and then you take the weight off. So they'll catch a couple without them, so they know they're in the proper position from a fundamental standpoint, and then you take the ball away.
All right, Coach, thanks.
Thank you, Chief.